This is Luke 12, 22 to 34. And he said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Amen. Today I want to just kind of invite us to ask ourselves a couple questions. What has been on our mind? And what has been occupying our hearts? When we think about those questions, I think anything that supersedes God and his kingdom is perhaps a sign that we are anxious about these things. Might be something related to your career or relationships or grades in school or, a conflict in a relationship or whatever it might be. You know, there might be something on your mind or something occupying your heart that has been above the kingdom of God. And today, I believe God wants to tell us to not be anxious and worried about these things. He says, don't be anxious about your life, about what you will eat. Don't be anxious about your body, about what you will put on. And he gives these two examples. I love these examples. He says, consider the ravens and to consider the lilies. God feeds the birds of the air, the ravens, and he clothes the grass of the field. And he says that he cares for us so much more than the ravens and the lilies. And he makes this case to say, don't be anxious. God cares for even the ravens and the lilies. How much more will he not care for us? I shared this a few years ago when I was preaching a message on this passage. And I shared about one of my friend's friend who used to always write a signature at the bottom of his email. And some people always say like sincerely or best or best wishes or something like that. But instead, this brother says, consider the ravens and the lilies. And then he puts his name down. Yeah, I used to think that was so funny. I still kind of think it is. But I always found it to be such a good reminder. Consider the ravens and the lilies. And consider how much more God cares for us. You know, there's nothing that we can do by worrying. Anxiousness about tomorrow. Anxiousness about what will happen. It won't change so much about what will actually happen. And God calls us to instead entrust tomorrow and entrust our worries into the hands of our God, the one who is able to give us all that we need. But he also tells us that even the nations, in verse 30, even the nations of the world, everyone seeks after these things. Everyone is seeking after, you know, things that they need to eat or things that they need to wear or things that they want to get. But he says, don't be like the world. Instead, seek his kingdom. And these things will be added to you. What is occupying your heart and what has been on your mind? Is it the things of this world or is it the kingdom of God? You know, it's not only that God wants us to, you know, seek his kingdom just for the sake of seeking it, but he wants us to give us what is everlasting. At the end of our passage today, Jesus tells us that it is our Father's good pleasure to give us a kingdom that does not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. You know, I think a lot of times we seek after things that are very temporary, are very short-lasting. But God wants us to give us a kingdom that is unshakable, that is everlasting and eternal. And what's even more amazing than that is, and like kind of counter-cultural, is in the beginning of verse 33, he actually says to sell our possessions and give to the needy, because he knows that there is something more everlasting when we seek the kingdom of God. Sell your possessions and give to the needy, the things of this world. Respond to the generosity and the grace of God with generosity and grace to others, and seek after something that is more everlasting and eternal. And I think when we do that, we'll show that there is something more everlasting, a relationship with God, an eternal life with our Lord and Savior. And we can point others to Jesus. And so today I want to invite us to surrender our anxieties and our worries to the Lord. Last verse says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If your primary, you know, thought and the thing that is occupying your heart most is your anxiety and your worry, that is the extent of your treasure. But the reality is that God has given us a greater treasure, and he wants us to live in that reality. He wants us to live in the kingdom of God. And so let's not dwell in our anxieties and our worries today. Let's continue to come to the Lord and seek his kingdom and continue to allow the kingdom of God to be the thing that we desire most. And so I want to give us a moment to just come before the Lord and cast our anxieties before God. First Peter tells us that we can cast our worries to the Lord, for he cares for us. And so let's do that right now. Let's just come before the Lord and bring our anxieties and worries to the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning and for reminding us, God, that you care for us. God, you give us an everlasting peace and you give us an everlasting kingdom. And so, Lord, we want to surrender our anxieties, our worries, our fears into your hands, God. We want to entrust, Lord, our life to you. And God, we thank you, Lord, that you are worthy of our trust because you are God. You are our God. You are our Heavenly Father who loves his children. And so, God, thank you, Lord, that you not only care for us, but you also, out of your own good pleasure, want to give us your kingdom. Lord, a kingdom, Lord, that is unshakable and is everlasting. So, Lord, Today, as we go on about our day, help us, Lord, to have your kingdom on our mind and in our hearts. Lord, that we would seek first your kingdom in all things. We thank you and we pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining us for our daily devotionals. I hope you have a blessed day.